From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea showcasing its military prowess Saturday during a parade celebrating the 105th birthday anniversary of its founding leader Kim Il-sung. Speaking at the festivities, a senior North Korean government official said the country is ready to stand up to any threat posed by the United States. The official also said the new U.S. government under President Donald Trump was creating a war situation in the Korean Peninsula by dispatching strategic military assets to the region. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been streaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, amid fears that North Korea was preparing another round of nuclear or missile tests. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says the U.S. used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group.
This entire offensive, not just the use of a single weapon, demonstrates the commitment of the Afghan Army, the Afghan Special Forces, and their U.S. partners to defeat Daesh in Afghanistan this year.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion, the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. Turkish expatriates in Europe are on edge ahead of Sunday's referendum in their homeland, troubled by threats against no-vote campaigners. A yes vote in the constitutional balloting would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan broad new powers, which supporters argue are needed to carry forward his program to develop Turkey. But opponents argue Erdogan is trying to establish a modern dictatorship, allowing him to retain power until at least 2029.
If you look from the 2002 to the 2017, it's just looking like we are not going better. About also economy, about our cultural things.
The campaign of those in favor of the new constitution ended on Friday, but the opposition party is making the most of their last-minute moments to gain more support. Nigerians on Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram extremists by rallying in the capital Abuja and in the commercial hub Lagos to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the nearly 200 schoolgirls who remain captive. This woman's daughter is among the kidnapped girls.
It's not easy for a child to go searching for education, and in her final year, she just disappears and nowhere to be found. You know, it's not easy, really.
The government this week said negotiations have gone quite far, but face challenges. Authorities refused to give details, citing security reasons. Christians gathered in the Church of the Nativity in the West Bank town of Bethlehem for a service marking Good Friday. Christians called the day they believe Jesus was crucified Good Friday and resurrected 2 days later on Easter Sunday. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.